Well, hey, welcome back to another episode of Sunday Primer. I hope that even as you're making your way to church this morning, maybe you're getting ready, that this would prime the pump of our heart to think upon the Lord and to be grateful for the gospel before we even gather as the church. And this morning to do that, I want to hopefully encourage you from Psalm chapter 22. However, if you have any idea of what Psalm 22 says at the beginning, you might be thinking to yourself, how is this an encouragement for us? And I just want to dive right into it. Verse 1, it says this. David's beginning this psalm with a cry, and it says, my God, why have you forsaken me? When I read those words, I immediately think to Jesus on the cross, feeling and expressing that same phrase. And in the moment that Jesus was expressing that phrase and feeling that separation from the Father, he was taking on the full weight of our sin. He was entering into the deepest sense of abandonment that you can imagine, so that you and I could be brought near to God forever. But here's where the encouragement is. Psalm 22 starts in despair, but it doesn't stay there. It ends in hope, declaring God's victory and his reign for all nations. And so this is the simple truth and simple reminder for us today, that the Lord is near. And so I know that we sometimes often say this, but it's good to remember this when we gather, whatever weight you might be carrying into church this morning, whether that's worry or doubt or grief or fear, know that you do not carry it alone, that Jesus has already carried that burden for you. Praise the Lord. And so as you arrive at church this morning, I want to encourage you to come confidently, knowing that God has not abandoned you, he will not abandon you, and he has proven his nearness to you at the cross. His presence is with us now, and it's with us even as we gather as the church. And so I hope that even this simple truth would overwhelm you with incredible joy this morning. I just want to thank the Lord for his nearness for us this morning. Lord, we are thankful that even your word says that you are near, you are close to the brokenhearted. And Lord, I don't know who's listening to this morning or what the week previously has looked like. But Lord, we know that your spirit and your presence is near and that you care for us. And so Lord, with that simple reminder, would you stir up within us an immense amount of joy and gratitude that we worship and know a near God who is loving and compassionate. And so Lord, remind us of that. Encourage us this morning. And through the power of your Holy Spirit, remind us of your nearness, Lord. We love you and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.